at 11:50 on your AM radio. This is KISS, K-I-I-S, Los Angeles.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. This is Dave Diamond with the Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, it don't come better.
Happy doesn't take a lot.
She don't ask for things, no diamond rings.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down.
And there ain't no woman like the one I got. It's 7:03, KISS in the morning with Dave Diamond. Clearing this morning is the weather picture. Sunny and warm this afternoon. Gotta love that a lot. A high today near 70. Tomorrow's high near 72. Right now it's 55 degrees at the Civic Center in downtown Los Angeles. The Valley 52. And here in Hollywood this morning it's 53 degrees. Fearful that prostitution will run rampant in Fairbanks, Alaska when work starts in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The Reverend William T. Warren of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Fairbanks told a meeting of the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce last week, "I think you should give serious thought to licensed red light districts in this city. This is commerce and this is big business. Mind you, I'm not advocating prostitution. It'll just be handled miserably unless it's planned right." Chamber of Commerce President Frank Chapatos referred the proposals to the Chamber's Economic Development Committee. Just wanted you to know that the real world is alive and well again this morning. Listen, if you see the old yellow ribbon around the old oak tree in front of a Standard shoe store, you know what it means? Well, I don't know. I don't either. I don't have any idea what it means. All I know, Standard shoe store locations are not zoned for oak trees. Price cutting, not wood cutting, that's what goes on there. Great new styles, fresh from first quality shoe manufacturers the world over. All at cut prices. $21.50 shoes for $17.50, $15.95 shoes for $12.50, $8.50 shoes for $6. Doesn't mean you have to rush right out there because they're open all the time and they have 50,000 pairs of shoes in each Standard shoe store. Shoes for everybody, men, women, and kids. They got a big 2.5-ton truck that keeps trucking every day between the seven stores keeps them stocked all the time with 50,000 pairs. Store in Long Beach, Inglewood, Pasadena, North Hollywood, Encino, Anaheim, Los Angeles, and the store in Los Angeles on La Cienega at 3rd Street. Standards cut price sale started 25 years ago and keeps going 7 days a week, plus weeknights until 9 o'clock. So if you want to start saving on your shoes, start saving tomorrow or today at Standard Shoe Stores. This is Barbara Fairchild from KIIS.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with thee. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust smile, then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with thee, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen.
All right, all right. I'll meet you over at Johnny Mack Junior High School and Johnny Mack Brown Junior High School, and we'll talk it over. Barbara Fairchild and Teddy Bear at KIIS. Good morning.
Nancy, we're finally alone.
Yes, Michael.
Well, Nancy, you don't know how long I've waited to be...
Hello? Listen, I can't talk now. Call me later, okay? That was George.
George. Nancy, I can't believe we're really alone. Just you and me.
Hello? Oh, hi, Daddy. Yes, Michael's here. Yes, Daddy. Okay. Bye. Now, where were you?
Nancy, I think I'm in...
If your life is always interrupted by the phone, there's a little appliance that'll make your life a little more beautiful. It's PhoneMate, and PhoneMate answers your phone 24 hours a day, even when you're home. Isn't that nice? PhoneMate. The most important appliance you'll ever buy.
Get a phone made only $139.50 at the Broadway or May Company. Phone Mate, the most useful appliance you'll ever buy. More new developments in Watergate. Coming up with Charlie Riot in the news, less than 10 minutes from now on KISS.
I want
The color of the new day sun, given way to a two-way one. Inside the mind lives a tree grown from the ground. Can't you hear the leaves falling down? Kiss and Skylark. Sorry, officer, I didn't know.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. About to fall in. Each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears, and a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry. But if allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. For she'll awaken and sleep's the only freedom that she knows. And when you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owes. Let her cry.
Los Angeles. What a nice thing to do to a Tuesday.
15 minutes after 7, this is Tuesday morning, brought to you by Pennzoil, the motor oil that comes complete with its own additives, Z7. Pennzoil, the motor oil worth asking for. I'm Charlie Wright, and for your information, today is May Day, May 1st, or Law Day, as we refer to it here. In the United States, workers enjoy their special holiday on Labor Day, but in much of the rest of the world, May Day is the day. Millions of workers around the globe staging celebrations to mark this occasion. And one of the biggest, as usual, is in Moscow. About a million persons marched through Red Square before Soviet leaders early today. But you know, every year in the past, it seems, we hear about the saber rattling and the tanks and the trucks and the machinery and the ammunition. But not this year. That big May Day parade over in Russia was marked by a speech by the Soviet Party Chief Brezhnev, who talked about the importance of peaceful relations with the rest of the world, particularly with the United States and Japan. Guess we have to talk about Watergate, don't we? The Watergate is so confused. Last night, the president claimed he did not know what was going on, that what he called a third-rate burglary a few months back is something much more serious now. Mr. Nixon promised justice will be served.
Whatever may appear to have been the case before, whatever improper activities may yet be discovered in connection with this whole sordid affair, I want the American people, I want you, to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that during my term as president, justice will be pursued fairly, fully, and impartially, no matter who is involved.
But this morning, Republicans and Democrats in Washington are saying the justice would be a joke, really, if a party investigated itself. So Republican Charles Percy of Illinois is leading a move to force the president to name an outside prosecutor for Watergate, take the matter out of the hands of the president's attorney general, Elliot Richardson. Senator Goldwater, the senior Goldwater, longtime friend of Mr. Nixon and longtime supporter, says he would expect impeachment if it is shown that the president knew or has been dishonest about the Watergate felony. Goldwater says he believes the president knew nothing about it. Washington in general is saying Mr. Nixon used a little too much rhetoric, too many appeals to patriotism, and didn't really tell what he knows about the Watergate bodies, where they're buried. In effect, Mr. Nixon implicated one man, his former counsel, John Dean, whom he fired. After that speech, the president really surprised newsmen. He showed up in the White House press room, told reporters, "Go right on giving me hell when you think I'm doing wrong." In his speech, Mr. Nixon reversed a longtime distaste for the press, said the whole thing has come into the open thanks to a tough-minded judge, Judge John Sirica, and a vigorous, probing free press. Among the many newsmen who took the president's challenge seriously, columnist Jack Anderson, he says this morning the Nixon speech was a con job, a cover-up, a sidestep. Maybe the most stunning story related to Watergate has come out of Los Angeles. Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute.
A woman's life just isn't as sheltered as it used to be. It becomes more complex and more independent. For example, more women today than ever before earn their own living. And more women buy their own cars. Auto mechanics tell us that women are learning a lot about caring for their cars, too. So it's no coincidence that today's woman asks for Pennzoil. She's too busy now to have to worry about car trouble. And she's discovered that one way to help keep her car's engine running smoothly is to use a quality motor oil, like Pennzoil. Pennzoil is refined from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil, and it already has a special additive, Z7, blended into every can, so she doesn't have to pay extra to buy one. All in all, a woman gets what she's asking for. When her car needs oil, a smart woman asks for Pennzoil.
The judge in the Pentagon Papers trial here in Los Angeles says he was offered a new job. Right in the middle of all the trial of Daniel Ellsberg, Judge Matt Byrne met with the president and with John Ehrlichman at San Clemente, the meeting primarily with Ehrlichman, to talk about a new job offer for the judge as head of the FBI. Judge Byrne said in open court yesterday that he turned the whole consideration down, just turned it down, told Ehrlichman it would be improper while he sat on the bench at the Pentagon trial. Judge didn't say so, but some critics locally are sniffing the wind, and they say the smell is really not good about this one. Ehrlichman is one of those now resigned in Washington, by the way. Well, enough of Watergate, he said. Let's talk about the post office. They took a true or false. Well, I have a true or false test for you. These three stories were asked in a survey that the post office took, and you can answer true or false to yourself. The first: the great majority of Americans today believe that mail service is excellent. Well, the post office says true. Number two: almost all Americans read their junk mail. Post office says true. Number three, 40% of all Americans, 4 out of 10, especially delighted to find sales announcements, store ads, coupons, catalogs in their mailboxes from day to day. Post office says true. The post office took a survey. They hired the Opinion Research Corporation out of New Jersey. The survey disclosed not only those three, but also the reason why a few noisy, irate people may have been complaining about slow mail service. One person in 10, according to the survey, 10% in other words, does not know his correct zip code. In sports, the Lakers host New York tonight in the opener of the NBA Best of Seven playoff series. L.A. took the same team in 5 games last year, remember? But New York beat them in 7 games in 1970 for the title. This is for all of it. Lakers and the Knicks starting tonight here. Here's Don Richmond with a kiss of sports.
Last week in Las Vegas, Scrap Iron Johnson knocked out Terry Sorrells in the 4th round of a heavyweight fight. But the heaviest action occurred between rounds 1 and 2, when referee Mike Kaplan warned Sorrells about a low blow. Sorrells explained his case to Kaplan by punching him. The referee obviously took exception to this type of explanation and landed his own right to the boxer's jaw, and then disqualified him. But after a ringside discussion with officials, the fight was allowed to continue. What could they possibly have discussed at ringside? Sorrell's previous record of no convictions for mugging? Or maybe the judges thought Sorrell's hit harder than the referee and so deserved another chance. Sorrell's lost the fight. Kaplan lost his cool. And boxing lost another battle. Again, the victim of a low blow. Don Richmond with a kiss of sports.
Still 55 degrees downtown, and we're going to have sunshine with a high near 70 today, aren't we, child?
Good morning. It's time to get out. The weather is cold, but there's clouds up there and the sun's coming out. It will be a good day. I'm going to play Hungry Lion, Hopper and Liza and Baby Lion. I'm going to be Liza Lion.
Well, tell your parents, in case they've forgotten, that today is Law Day in the United States. The rights of all Americans depend on equal justice under the law. Today, we call it Law Day, May 1st, sponsored by the Los Angeles County Bar Association. That's Tuesday morning, brought to you by the Ask For Motor Oil Pennzoil. Remember, for your motorcycle, there's Pennzoil 2-stroke and 4-stroke motorcycle oils to give your motorcycle the special protection it needs. Ask for Pennzoil at quality dealers everywhere. This is Charlie Wright. This is KISS.
It's 7:24. This is Dave Diamond, and these are the Beach Boys.
On my way to sunny California, on my way to spend another sunny day.
Have you ever been?
guys sound as good as they did 10 years ago. The Beach Boys on Kiss with Dave Diamond at 7:27 this morning, and that's California Saga. Today is the day that the people in Oregon go to the polls to vote on property taxes, to outlaw property taxes or to keep property taxes, which could set a big precedent, and some other legislative things that happened. Listen to this out of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania paper. And I'll just read this verbatim because it's hilarious. The House, by a vote of 118-69, approved yesterday an amendment to outlaw premarital and extramarital sex in Pennsylvania. A final House vote is expected next week on the bill, which makes malicious mischief in caves a misdemeanor.
These days, with all this violence and upheaval and tumult, it's a comforting thing to find that Beacon's men have gentle on their mind.
When Beacon's makes a move, we do it tenderly and gently. We're the best trained movers that there are, and consequently, we're the most professional moving men. I'm Stanley.
I'm Charlie.
I'm Gentle Ben.
And we're Beacon's men, and Beacon's men are careful, quick, and kind.
Beacon's men are careful, quick, and kind.
Beacon takes a load off of your mind.
Beacon takes a load off of your mind.
Moving heavy stuff for a fragile picture.
Heavy stuff for a fragile picture.
A Beacon's men is a moving picture.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Or so Phineas T. Barnum warned us. And for every sucker born, there's another guy born who is dedicated to cheating that sucker out of his hard-earned money, the con man. KIIS presents a day of special features on the great con artists. Wednesday on KISS.